TARDIS.
Yes.
He'll be right with you.
Right.
Thank you.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Yes, sir.
I've got Mac Bundy on.
Oh, that's good.
Just a second. I'll get him on.
I have the answer to your question.
Yes.
That particular installation has been within the corridor of the ISZ, the security zone, from the start. They have never accepted that fact and have regularly protested. They have today made another protest. Our people have been ordered to be extremely careful and restrained, but we are inclined to read this as one more effort to use your friend there for tactical advantage.
Well, I don't know about that, and I don't really think, if you'll give me saying so, that it's very important at this moment.
Neither do I. But we can't pull out of there. We've been there right from the beginning. There's nothing new about it.
Well, the reason I'm calling back is that since I first talked with you, Mac, he got another call here while I was here, and Camaño has called Colombo of the OAS mission to tell him that they're going to have to attack. And they are going to attack. It'll be in about 15 or 20 minutes now. They say that the Marines moved forward and they're still moving in the city and that they have no alternative. I was here when JB here was talking to them and
get Vance on the other line.
Upset. But the only way that he says that he can prevent them from moving is to give them some assurance that the status quo ante will be restored.
Well, AB can give them the assurance that the status quo is exactly as it has been. Our people are not advancing. They have orders not to do so. They have orders only to defend themselves. This particular area is one they have held for a week.
Is it possible that they moved additional troops in there?
Well, there may have been. I can't recite precisely, but I can assure you there is no advancing going on because I have asked Vance to make sure on that, and he has given a specific caution on it.
Well, it may be that what happened is a reinforcement or replacement movement, but I really believe that the fat's in the fire on this one in terms of shooting. But if there's nothing we can do about it, there's nothing we can do.
Well, we have done it, is the point I'm trying to make.
What's that?
We have done it. We have told our people not to move. They have assured us they are not moving. We do not read this as there is no such movement, and you can tell him so categorically.
All right, now let me be very specific about that. I will tell this fella that our people have been told not to move, and they have assured you that there is no forward movement of the...
They are. The area that you raised with me, which is the only one I have discussed specifically, is one that has been in our hands and in our zone, as we understand it, for more than a week.
Is it possible to handle this thing by asking, getting in touch with Colombo or somebody down there and asking him to see if he can't get everybody to hold off until there's a fact-finding?
Surely, we can do that. We
think that might be a good idea.
But there's every reason for going back to Colombo, and you can tell him that we're doing that just as fast as we can. But Abe, I cannot exaggerate. I must make it clear to you that the initial fact as reported from B to you to me simply isn't so.
Yeah.
He's got that all wrong.
I get it, but you know, you have to deal with these damn things on a fictional basis sometimes because the fiction becomes fact.
Well,
and, one other point here, JB here told the Minister of State who called him to telephone Martin. So I guess they've been in touch with Martin, too.
That's right.
But I'll do what I can here. I don't think this is going to work, but I'll do my best. I mean, in this precise military situation,
yeah.
We're moving forward on the rest of them for sure.
Well, I think this situation, if I had to bet, I'd cross my fingers and hope. But I'll get off this phone and get that call made right away.
Anything else on the other front, Abe?
No, sir. really just got started. Now, my own feeling about this other thing is as follows. I think that the very real question here is, which I've started working on here, is whether we can expand this proposed cabinet so as to include somebody who can control that military situation in the fortress. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If we can get that, I would think on the basis of what you've said that we got a deal. These other neutrals, I'll try that. I don't think it's very important, but I do think that the getting somebody in who can handle that fortress situation is terribly important.
Well, he's got Vance on the phone right now. What we did is talk to Vance. Vance talked there. They said that we have had this area ever since we moved in. We're not doing one damn thing. We're occupying it. There's not anything to this at all. And you keep calling us on these complaints, and they're just conceived and managed. Now he's got Vance back on the phone again and asking him to call him again and tell them, number one, to get Martin to go talk to him, and number two, to get Columbo to go talk to him and propose that they outline to Columbo what it is they're talking about and let him make a ruling.
I don't think I've called you on any. This is the only one.
Oh, no, we're not talking about you. They have, though. They file from 15 to 20 a day. And we go back to Palmer, who says that he is, who McNamara says, the best general he has. We specially sent him out of here for that purpose. And he says that Camagna's group does this. But on this thing, we've already called. We've got a report back. But he is talking now, and maybe by the time I finish with you, he'll have something else from Vance. He's talking to Vance right now.
I wonder whether it could possibly be that we moved up some reinforcement or replacement troops.
Well, Mac, get on and answer this question. He's saying, is it possible that we moved up some reinforcement troops or moved some
new ones
in?
Well, it's possible, Abe, but we don't know of any. I've just talked to Vance to ask him to get back to Palmer and make sure that we have a troop standstill. But I must say, we've had such a history of rebel protests about this particular plant ever since a week ago that we regard this as a very clear, almost certainly a ploy.
Right. Okay.
Now, we will get to Martin and to Columbo right away and ask Columbo to conduct a fact-finding operation. Is that right, Mike? Now, yes, and we're placing a call for Ambassador Bennett and Martin right now.
And I'll also tell him that our information is that there's been no forward movement.
That's right, and that's what Palmer tells us.
Right.
And we assure that that is correct, and we want them to recognize, though, that this is in the zone and has always been there.
Yes,
and you try to get him to do one other thing while we're working on this thing, to have a ceasefire on words. It doesn't do any good to yell over that radio down there all of these outrageous things about us, because it's going to make his problem a little worse when his people take over, and it's going to make it a little more difficult for us to go up here and get these 100 million after people go to throwing these things back in their teeth. I'm saying nothing about Camagno. I'm saying nothing about the communists. We're saying nothing about anything else.
Right.
Now. Here's what's happening, though. Munoz just called to be exact, 103. It's now 105.
Who is that?
Munoz, Marine.
Yeah.
He called 2 minutes ago.
Yeah.
And here's his message. Ms. Bosch has just called him 10 minutes ago. She is in a fit of desperation. She says the opposite side had taken hold of the electric plane and was training guns on it and was going to take it over. She said the plant is in rebel territory, and this violates the ceasefire.
Yeah.
And Munoz said that we ought to know this. And what she means by opposite side, he doesn't know. It could be Wesson's forces, or it could be U.S. forces, or it could be Embert.
Yeah.
Is that what we're talking about here, Mac?
Same thing.
Same thing. You see, her husband is up here with me.
Yeah. Well, now, do you reckon that they do not know the electric plant is in the neutral zone?
I suppose so, or maybe it's they just, you know, maybe they just, they know it and don't recognize it.
That's both, I would think.
I'll do my best.
Okay, now anything else that we can do?
No, sir, not at the moment.
Don't forget my ceasefire on words.
Yeah, that's right.
Goodbye.